Hot goss is the hot gossiest today. We have we're talking about Janet spilling all the tea. It was the Boston Tea Party, but in New York, and all the tea bags, honey.
That's right. Little Mix has got a brand new video. Tamisha, Monet, and Bob.
The girls are fighting.
Yeah.
We also have some dricks in a cave while we go spelunking.
Unking. And plus some exciting mom news.
Ooh,
so
mom.
Stay tuned. Let's get into some hot chug.
Forever Dog.
Honey, do you have any nail glue?
Oh, wow. Shanita is here. Oh, there's always this girl. It's always the Rue girl.
Shanita's Traisha's daughter.
Right, she is.
Doesn't come with a page. She has one more thing to ask me.
Oh, my God. Well, I would like to take this moment to welcome you back for another Steaming, piping, scalding, serving of hot goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs. Let's get into some hot goss. Now tell me, is that some sort of orange carrot juice? That looks so good.
Uh-huh, with a ginger base, bitch.
Baby.
Yeah, she's so good. Carrot, orange, ginger, with a little bit of turmeric just to get, the birds out of the trees.
And
children pop the birds.
You must have had the birds come into your hotel room where you've been quarantining and help you put this ensemble together, like Cinderella.
Oh, honey, the birds. We had Gus, that little mouse with the heart arrhythmia.
Gus.
Yeah, her. She was doing the hems.
There's a hem here. There's a hem everywhere you look. Everything you see.
Anything is possible. Honestly, it's, do you think RuPaul's Drag Race keep me in a hotel room? This quarantine couldn't either. I'm free. Baby, I tested out.
Oh, yeah. She tested out. Just like high school.
She got her papers.
Just like high school.
High school, honestly. So I'm out. She's about.
Oh.
She's in the world.
Congratulations.
Doing the death drop.
You made
Latrice
it.
Latrice and I had our promo shoot today.
Oh my gosh. You look amazing.
I was ready before her, so I went up first and she saw what I was doing. She said, "Baby, I don't do all that." And I said, I had a banana in my hand, like a fake gun. Like, I was going hard because I showed up at that theater and they had the nerve, the audacity, the cheek gumption, and the gall to have Miss Courtney Act's poster still up.
No. I hope you called your publicist right away and had it removed. How?
I call my lawyer first.
Dare they call Wendy.
Honestly. No, it was so nice to like get out of the van and the first thing I saw was Courtney. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. This will be so much fun. And like the dressing rooms are cute. And like the cast is amazing. And like everybody's nice.
Oh,
everybody's got a mask. Yeah. So I can't remember who anybody is. So I just keep asking names and I'm like, eventually I'll get it.
It's so hard because I was on that movie shoot and it was a similar thing. It was like you are around these people all day, every day, but they're masked constantly. And then if at lunch or something you catch a glimpse of somebody's face, you're like, that's
which
what
one is
you
that?
Look like?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, a mustache.
Who
okay.
The fuck
yeah.
Is this? Yes.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. Life in COVIDina.
Girl, but I'm in the land of the new dolls. The new dolls like Taste, Sahura, and Bimini because they said TAB replaced AAA. They're in the new Little Mix video, honey.
Baby.
Yeah, so cute.
Yes, the new music video for Confetti by Little Mix just came out.
Honey, featuring Saweetie.
Featuring.
It's sickening.
Yes.
The girls do drag kingery.
Yeah, the girls from Little Mix get up in man drag. There's like prosthetics. They're like, they're really turning it.
Jade has a neck tattoo. It's J-Dog.
Maybe this is an
she looks hot.
Maybe this is an inappropriate
question. And Lenny's
question.
Down too.
But
what?
Recently, Jesse, who was in Little Mix, it was a foursome. It's down to a threesome because Jesse took a step back.
Girl groups?
Yes. Yeah. I think Jade is like the girl in the middle now. Do you? Do you get that vibe?
I feel like they rotate constantly. They're like real good about it. It's always like, you know, switch it up, 3, 2, 1, switch it up. Like, they're that girls.
Okay.
They're great about it.
I know. And we were really good about that in AAA as well. We were always, we were never like, we don't want it to resort to one girl being in the middle. But maybe it's just because I know Jade and she's my favorite. Maybe that's why I just see her as the doll.
The doll. The doll is ever present, of course. Yeah, like honestly, the way she loves her queens and keeps putting them in the videos, it's sickening. And they weren't just a prop; they were a main plot line. They had a whole like moment. It's so great to see the dolls thriving, honestly. And
absolutely,
congratulations to Leanne too, because she's pregnant. It's gonna be a Little Mix baby.
That's girl. So
cute. And if Perry and Jade aren't godmothers, I don't know what I'll do.
Maybe
like, Yeah, it's sickening. And the Spice Girls might be doing a 25-year reunion movie.
Oh, my God.
This is...
Did they get Victoria? Right now is popping. Did they get Victoria? You
know, the British press says she might be considering it.
Good. I want Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Dress.
Now, I have a really quick question. Why am I only making $40,000 an episode? Huh?
Talk to Forever Dog.
I am angry. I'm of course quoting Janet Mock, who this was a speech she was giving at the Pose premiere event. And Janet Mock is a producer on the show, right? She's mm-hmm. a director. She's directs, a writer. Yeah. She's
executive producer.
She's the backbone of this show. And she was giving a speech, and she sort of went. Somebody went off script. She went off.
Yes, enough so that like her Good Morning America the next morning didn't happen, I guess. Like she was going to be a guest, and I think that's terrible. I would have loved to have seen like more of what she had to say, because that speech that she gave came full circle, because at the end of it she was just like, I don't know if I could like recork these words that I've said type of thing, and like, but like all that stuff was so important. I heard that the girls from the show who were there with them were like telling her she was in a safe spot, go on, because I do know that that show is run by two cis men, like, and I'm thankful that they brought this. Stephen Canal had the original idea for it, and then Ryan Murphy became the producer for it, and I guess that there weren't, I know, I feel like Our Lady J only wrote one episode this season, according to IMDb, because, like, girl, I'm on there, and I feel like every episode needed at least one trans writer or, like, leader on it. Like, let Janet direct all of them or something, you know? Like,
yeah.
Who could tell that story better? So sometimes I feel like that the stories need to be told by the right people now. You know, like, I can't play, like, the role I played on Nip Tuck now. If I got those sides in an audition, I'd be like, I can't go.
Yes.
Like, there's better people for this. And, like, sometimes I feel like Janet was, like, yelling at Ryan kind of in the audience. And, like, mm-hmm. I don't want to gossip, because I would love to work for Ryan again one day. Like, I've done two of his shows. Like, he's a mastermind. I love him. I watch everything he does. But, like, Janet was giving it, and apparently it needed to be told, and I'm happy.
Well, yes, and the truth is a very powerful thing, and it sounds like she was speaking her truth, and sometimes it's, you know, she didn't want to stand up there and just pat everybody on the back and say, good job, when there's still progress to be made, and so that's what this was about, and she had, I can't imagine the, you know, immense pressure of having to be the sort of representative of the trans community on the level that someone like Janet Mock or Laverne Cox is. And to have to sort of, to always say the right thing at the right time, in the right tone, and to feel that pressure. And I feel like in this moment, she was like, fuck it. I'm just going to say what the fuck is on my mind and let the chips fucking fall where they may. And like, I applaud her for that. And I think she's sickening. And I think she should get paid more than $40,000 an episode.
Yeah.
Because she is that show.
the power that she is. That show couldn't exist without her and like Our Lady J, you know, like they're the voices in those writer rooms that are the trans women. And I Janet apologized to Our Lady. I was a fan of Our Lady J before I was her friend. Like I remember going to her show in London. She did like a Gospel of Dolly show.
She's so good.
Like that was when she was blonde. You know how every good diva goes through hair phases? She's in her red phase now. Mm-hmm. I met her in her blonde phase. Mm-hmm. I've seen her in her brunette phase. Mm-hmm. She's style always evolving. I love her. Mm-hmm. And our Janet apologized to her and owned up to saying she didn't need to make her feel smaller to make her feel bigger. But it really felt like it went off script when she was talking about Angel, because like all the power she had, and then she's like bringing up something personal like that. Like she loves that man. She told him in front of the room full of all those people, like they're going to be together forever. Yes. And honey, that power, I want that power to touch me.
Hallelujah. We support you, Janet Mock. We love you. And we love Pose. I just caught the first episode last night. I'm going to watch the second episode tonight. So good. Turning
the food fight?
Baby.
Animal House. Let's have a food Animal fight. House.
Can we have a food fight for Patreon?
Let's do it. Such a good idea.
I've never been in a food fight in my whole life because it's too chaotic.
Oh, you haven't?
It's too chaotic. But as long as we protect the equipment, I think that we should do it.
Goggles.
Yeah, nothing above the neck.
I was talking about the cameras. I mean, throw food at me all you want, baby.
But your eyes.
Yeah, what about your eyes? You're so precious, mom. You could go on our Patreon and see what I mean. One little fingernail.
Okay. Listen, are we going on a break? What's going on?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Are we
Rainbow Spotlight? Do you have any nail glue, bitch? I just asked you 10 minutes ago.
Are we Rainbow Spotlighting before so?
Yeah, we can do it this one or next segment.
See, I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't even know where.
How many thousands?
Maybe I should
of
just
episodes.
Post a picture like Delta.
How many episodes have we been doing this podcast? You know what, Angel, stand up. Angel, could you stand up, please? Now listen, I should not have fucked the crew member, but I did, and I. Okay, we're gonna take a break. The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time.
The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it?
That's tea. I don't know how I would spend my time. I'd probably get ample sleep, have ample time to sit and do nothing. I love that hobby.
Yeah.
And then time to spend with my family, my friends, my loved ones, and, you know, doing stuff that I love.
I always listen to the end of the Hamilton soundtrack, and they have that song about time, and it makes me, like, cognizant that, like, life is finite. And you should, like, try to appreciate it and then take downtime and stuff. But the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you. And then you make that a priority no matter what.
That's right. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And one of my friends did it, and she really liked it, too.
That's right. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/drag. Today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/drag. Okay, so we are back. Where are
forever
we?
Forever dog, morning? You're more like a never cat.
I literally just felt I'm gonna unpin this. I felt like my sideburn rip out when I laughed too hard right there because I hadn't had a pin in like this for a while.
We're going to put a pin in that conversation. So, if anyone has been on the internet in any form or social media, you've most likely heard about this queen from season 13 fame. She is an icon, and her name is Tamisha Iman.
She recently came through to show you all what she can do.
Baby. So and, here, this is where it all started. In case
was
you're
she
not,
silent or silenced?
In case you're not caught up, Mom, if you're listening. So Tamisha Iman, she basically she went on Instagram Live or maybe it was Facebook, and she played a recording from her phone, and it was a clip from Bob and Monet's podcast where they talk about the looks of some of the girls and they just talk about the girls in general. And Monet is going in and reading Tamisha and saying this and that and this and this and this. And then she turns it off and she says, every single episode of their podcast, they drag me through the dirt. They talk mad shit about me. And I'm not mad, I'm pissed. And so she promised to do a show Tuesday. We're recording this Tuesday, so we haven't seen it yet. So maybe it's, you know. But she's going to go online and basically read Monet for her whole thing, right? That's what it's going to be?
She said, how dare a woman whose best look on the runway was made of sponges? Ooh. And I can't wait to see the verbal sparring because both of those bitches got mouths on them that entertain me. So I'm happy to see what the girls are fighting about. And honestly, like if someone talks shit about me like that and I heard about it and it wasn't on a podcast, it was in real life, I'd be like, you've never met me. Why do you have this bad problem with me? Because I thought Tamisha's outfits were fine. Like, would I have worn them? No, but they were fine. That was her interpretation of drag. I'm not going to like dog walk a 50-year-old cancer survivor who's doing drag wonderfully, who like is like killing it. But honestly, I do enjoy Monet and some of the shit she said was funny, but like I get where Tamisha is coming from. I mean, but also Monet bought the shoes. She bought the merch.
Yes, that's true.
Popping the corn, you know. It's kettle corn.
Pop the corn, feed the children. And I have a feeling that Monet and Tamisha will be able
to do celebrity boxing.
They'll be able to have a conversation. and you know, I mean, this sort of beef is like kind of exciting for everybody, but ultimately I think they will be able to have a conversation and like be friends eventually.
Honey. Got beef, when we gonna eat? Monet versus Tamisha, celebrity boxing. They could borrow Simone and Olivia's outfits.
The outfits
from
are already
season
made.
13.
It's already made.
Girl, I'm... honey, Monet and Olivia's wig? Ooh, bitch, that'd be sickening. I want to see it. Maybe Mom should sponsor it. It could be our first live stream. Just bitches smacking each other and then reading each other. So let's put them in a smack fight.
I don't want to get...
No. But yeah, protect her eyes. She can't get smacked.
Am I the only person in this podcast Zoom call that doesn't want their eye poked out?
I play popper slap frequently enough. I'm careless.
Okay.
I've always said I'm going to die young from doing something stupid, though.
I've always
be old
wished
le-
that
oh,
you
wise
would.
Lady. Oh, wow. We're going to take a break.
Just kidding. Just kidding. Okay.
I mean from the pod. Oh, Courtney.
The pod from across the pond. You know, there's a lot of things happening in mom news. Moguls of Media, our podcast network. There's a new podcast called Hi Jinx.
Hi Jinx. It's been out for 2 weeks and I listened to it. It is great. It's so good. There's so many good mom podcasts now. Shay had Grant from House of Avalon on, just like, girl, Arkansas and about Top Model Cycle 1.
Absolutely.
He's like going to be an Andre Leon Talley one day. I really see that. We're going to be at his parties in like Bora Bora, you know?
Yeah.
Like Fashionable Friends, all those girls.
and of
did
course,
you hear
the
about-
chop has... The Chop has started talking about Drag Race Down Under.
I was just talking to Latrice about it. She's the host of that, and she's doing this play with me. And I was like, what do you think Down Under? And she's like, it's down there. But Ru wasn't in drag that first episode. Did they talk about that?
You know what?
Girl. Can shit girl, please. Do you hear about Delta talking about Adele on Very That?
I did. Hashtag Adelta.
Remember when all the girls were getting their lives? When Nina West, Delta, all the girls that got the Adele moment. And now Adele's skinny and they're all mad.
It's fabulous.
Morgan's going to start doing Adele.
Right. And of course, sloppy seconds, they just continue to descend into raunchiness and bigotry.
Sloppy seconds is not going to go into syndication. It's going to go into fistication.
Mm-hmm. I told them not to work blue, but they just won't take the network notes. They won't.
It's blue because the blood supply has been cut off because there's been so many things in there. They're worried. This week was all about piss. Ooh, makes it purple.
Now, you may be saying, wow, y'all girls have a lot of podcasts, and you're right.
All juggling.
But wait, there's more. Because
no, literally.
We have another mom announcement coming up next week. We're very excited to share with you.
Yeah. Honey, we are, you like spring rolls? Because we got spring rolls rolling out all over. They're just a spring roll out sale.
Mama.
The momless moms, children of mom, are you ready for some more programming? Because stay tuned. It's sickening. You don't even know who we have coming up. It is so fun.
So lit, so stun, so Stenosha Dubois.
Lit Fantasia. Also, the Rainbow Spotlight L'Amour. This week is a friend of ours. L'Amour.
She is deep friend of the pod, former guest of the pod, the one and only Chase Icon has a hit new song called SRS.
SRS. That's hot goss.
Let's listen.
Why the hell am I
going to
waste my time and give a press release about whether or not I have a penis? My fans don't care, and that is why. Boyfriend said he liked it. Come on, boy, don't be afraid. This pussy custom made. Don't you wanna rearrange my god? It's about time that a bitch got laid. Don't be afraid. Pussy custom made. Pussy smooth and soft like suede. It's about time that a bitch got laid. Pussy custom made. Pussy custom made. Custom made. Do you like wanna touch it?
Oh,
put
my
some more
God.
Ads in.
I cannot believe this. You mean what? She canceled? You know, we offer this exclusive tip spot to select girls. There's a line of girls waiting in line to take this opportunity. No, I mean, we don't pay the girls. They don't get to keep the tips, but it is exposure. And I just can't believe we do not have a tip spot. That is the long and short of it. We do not have a tip spot this week.
The girl had the nerve to call in and leave a message with Sandy, the daytime bartender.
Sandy of all people.
Of all people, we're lucky we got the message. she said, people die of exposure in the wilderness. And I said, honey, this is LA.
So now we're here. We have a segment to fill, and I guess we can just, you know, toss the goss.
I mean, we could talk about other Sister Poddington pods across the lands. I mean, I had the girls from Call Me Brenda.
Brenda, call me.
Yeah, that one. Brenda, that one. they turned it up and turned it out and pussy stunted all over the carpet at Drag Race Down Under last week. If you need to see what we're talking about, this drag excellence is featured on Race Chaser Pod's Instagram. Go look at it. Courtney is styled within an inch of her life so beautifully. The earring matches everything. The best use of a gladiator sandal. So luxurious.
Yeah.
Bedazzled. I think it's a Marco. It's so beautiful. And can we talk about her sister Vanity?
I mean,
honey,
it's a new delusion, very beaded, very like sparkles covering the décolletage, going down covering the pussoir.
No, the décolletage is her color. That's her chest.
Oh,
she,
right.
She
yes,
did
yes,
those
yes.
tits. And while she yes. was putting them on, she said the contour was a little dark or something, like an Australian accent. But like, she's so beautiful. We talked really about all beautiful. That jewelry in her hair, right?
Mm. Oh wait, where's it?
Like in the back of her updo, she's got a whole
yes.
Every she's everything. Updo. Like honey of
these
life.
Ladies looked great. This is how you show up to a premiere of a show that you were unceremoniously rejected
from. This, there's pussy juice all over the carpet.
Do.
They're
this
dripping.
This is what you do.
Beat
you
it.
Show up looking too sickening, too gorgeous.
Body.
I show up to the club looking gorgeous. Close your mouth and stop drooling. He's mine.
Honey, Vanity is in this 613 pure angel white peroxide baby. Jean Harlow, but sexier with Mae West looking gorgeousness. And then Courtney yes. looks like this 16-year-old girl that they hoard up on American Idol or something. Beautifully tarted out, teased up hair, makeup lovely. She could have put on a darker lip, but like it's perfect with her outfit. Like no notes. The girls look lovely.
So gorgeous.
And
so
I love
beautiful.
that RuPaul's Down Under says, RuPaul says in the episode, she says, I'm here to find Down Under's first superstar, something like that. And it's like, no, there's been several. Like Dame Edna was from down there. She was a star, even though she was British, I think. I don't really know. But Vanity and Courtney were like the first modern day like drag stars. Like Courtney was,
yeah,
you know, and Vanity, like, oh, gorge.
And if Vanity ever got eliminated from the show, she could back up slowly and say, Vanity, Miss Vanity, Miss Vanity.
Oh my God.
Tell me. Wait, so I saw this tweet today. This might be old news by the time we, you know, by the time this comes out, but I don't
We
really
should
care.
Add that to the rumor and conjecture and old news.
Old news?
No, a tweet came out from RuPaul's Drag Race Twitter, and it was like, we care about mental health. Mental health
yeah.
is so important. And Pheromone tweeted in response, this is so interesting. And it has like thousands of likes more than the
oh,
post.
Oh wow!
Itself.
Well, I do know that some of the season 13 girls were complaining about their like actual like mental health, about like having to all the things with the quarantine and needing more money to take off work and like not being able to quarantine and all these factors that are real life things. And that was
yeah.
one of the pieces of intel that helped the girls not be invited back for the finale, and they did it remotely because originally it was going to be all 13 girls and then it became 4 girls because like mental health was an issue with some of the people, I think, with like, you know, World of Wonder not properly giving aftercare after they've subjected people to like these vicious storylines that the public is turning against them, and then all of a sudden they're like, everybody mm-hmm. hates me. You know, and
right.
like sometimes it's misconstrued. Sometimes it's a storyline that didn't happen. Sometimes it did happen and it's exposing an asshole. That calls back to the Monet thing in segment 1. You know, like.
Right.
Are we bullies? And can, like, do we have to like Mimi?
We try not to be. I mean, I try not to be. And I invite the listeners to do a supercut of all the hateful, hurtful, horrible things I've said on this podcast. And I'm sure that we've had our moments.
Me too, but just about Courtney, and then we'll send it to her and see if she offs herself
just about
then.
Courtney!
Yeah.
But yeah, this is, and as the conversations about mental health sort of get like a larger scale, we're starting to see and look at reality TV differently because we're like, it really has the possibility of really taking a toll on these people who are predominantly very young, people who are being put out there to a huge audience, and they have no control over the narrative and the way it's the way they're portrayed. And I've been watching a lot of Top Model because I've been listening to Shay's podcast and
want to be on top,
right? And I'm obsessed, but I'm also like, y'all are gutter to these young women a little bit. Y'all are really gutter.
They put them through it. You know, I heard that they never turned the lights off and you had to sleep with like, you had to sleep with the lights on and a pillow over your face.
That is
like, that's mental warfare.
And then you got a model? Military psychological, like, and
did they have RuPaul consulting?
Would we all stop watching Drag Race if we cut it out with the fucking storylines that make people look like either vicious assholes or liars or bastards or
and it was
or
just
idiots.
About talent? I would still watch it if it was just a talent show with drag queens.
I mean, we still watch Continental. We talk about the goss that might have happened backstage, but we still go and watch a pageant where all you're seeing is the stuff that happens on stage, which is the gown, the talent, the question and answer, bing, bang, bong, mm-hmm. sing, sang, song.
And who doesn't like a little page podge? UK, hun?
Right, exactly. So, I don't know. You know, I don't know. Maybe it should be RuPaul's Best Friend Race.
LaShawn Beyond.
Right. Are you looking forward to doing the play?
Oh my God, so much. Like the script is funny. It's very British where like they're breaking the third wall a lot. One of the writers, I think the writer is also one of the drag queens in it, but I don't know which one yet because the name thing, honey. They play a character and they got a real name. I got to learn like triple double names, baby.
Yes.
So
nothing like the theater.
I'm really excited. I'm going to try to get fucked in the dressing room because I saw a big sign that said no visitors backstage.
It'll have to be someone in the cast or the crew. Mm-hmm. Very Janet Mock. Janet Mock. Tease.
Yes, very that. Very that. Wait, that's Delta's podcast, not ours. Sorry.
Very that.
Cut it.
All right. Well, let's take a break.
Yeah, let's.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break?
Listen to this ad for us, please.
Oh, spelunk.
Spelunk.
Spelunk this spunk.
I'm outside
spelunk
the cave.
This pussy, thanks, sweetie. Brady.
This part of the show is where we go.
Ooh.
Spelunking.
Deep inside the DMs.
This first message comes from Josh. It says, greetings, podcasters. My name is Josh Cicero from Fort Lauderdale, Pop 6. I'm writing for some advice.
Not guilty.
Lip shit.
We was boozing up in Cicero, boozing, having a few laughs, yeah. And I went out to get some ice.
I come back. So let's cut to the chase, kid. I love your award-winning content every single week. I've been dating this guy for about a month, and he's progressively more wishy-washy. Everything started amazing, and he's a joy to be around. We started dating very shortly after a breakup of his. After a week, he asked me to be his boyfriend. Then in a few weeks, he asked for things to slow down, then eventually asked to end things with a lot of highs and lows in the middle. Then these past weeks, every time I see him, he makes a move at me, kisses me, and treats me like we were together. Then he leaves and over text. It's like I'm his bro. Then I see him again and he's all over me. Should I leave him? Should I just let go? It's hard for me to be the one to make the decision not to see someone when you are also the one who wants it to continue. However, at this point, it hurts just as much as it feels good. Y'all are good Judy, so I know you'll give it to me gay. Attach are some explicit nudes of mine and please send them to listeners as it's if it's an auction for a date. Haha, because I'm fucking single. Yours truly, Josh. Oh, hey, Josh. I love that rock accent. So, the little seat by the door to take off your shoes, too. That's nice. And the herringbone floor pattern, the dick, the body, the beard.
Well, I'm sorry about that. It sounds like the song Say My Name. Because it's like somebody is like being really nice and lovely one second, and then the next second they're like giving you absolute nooch. That's what it sounds like, right?
It sounds like he dated him, got really deep with him, thought he was going to love it, and then now he just decides he wants to kiss on you in bars. So you're like a friend with benefits. I feel like he's putting you in that category. Mm. So take that, but don't ever expect like what you want fully from him. He's never going to say your name. I mean, it's hard to believe that he's at home by himself. Why don't you just tell the truth? Someone's gonna tell me who.
You're right, Willem. I mean, turn it loose. I'm sorry. You're not gonna get what you want, it sounds like, from this person.
Yeah.
And I love your cow print phone case. I love your stone paneled wall. You look great.
Yeah.
So enjoy.
Yeah, sling that bus around life for him, but don't let him play with that heart. You want to tell us what's going on with Jimmy? You want Jimmy's on your cone, honey?
This next message is from Jimmy. Hello, Jason. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Been a while.
Oh my God. I know I shouldn't have kept you waiting, but I'm here now. Okay. Let's break the ice. Okay. It's been a while since y'all have talked about... It's been a while since y'all have talked about credit scores and financial stuff. So I wanted to ask about each of your journeys with real estate, if any. Has it been a struggle to get the ideal credit score? Has being a working queen hurt or help with getting a bank to approve a mortgage? Many members of the LGBT plus community, especially people of color, seem to struggle with the ability to buy a home. Most people in the country attempt to build wealth by buying a home. Do you agree that this is a good way to do that? I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences on this important subject. Attached is my financial dick pic. Feel free to describe it as you would any other dick pic. With lots of love, Jimmy O in Houston, Texas. Houston, Texas, baby.
If you're in Houston, somebody find Jimmy O, because he is an excellent, he's husband material. His credit is 811.
With a green, we're looking at Credit Sesame, and it's in the green zone, which is excellent. And it recently just went up 18.
Mine's never been that high. But
and you're a homeowner.
Yeah, I am, but my credit is not this good. It's hard to get a mortgage right now if you're self-employed, and a lot of drag queens are kind of self-employed, from what I've heard. But also, I feel like Jimmy had student loans and he paid them off. So he probably went to college too. So he's one of them smart men. So find Jimmy O in Houston, get him wifed up, and invite us to the wedding. We'll do the bachelor
party. Yeah, I mean, my credit was in the gutter for many, many years.
I saw it. I was down there once. I was sucking dick.
You're sucking dick. Yeah. I have finally got gutter. It to a point where it's fine now. But it has taken, you know, years of work.
Daddy Donning.
Yes. And so, I mean, we're blessed to have a really great, like, tax person who, like, I don't know. It's like a weird skill that I didn't have before, and I'm not sure I really understand it still. But it's a thing that you have to let. It's like a weird ambient thing that you have to, like, do a bunch of weird stuff to, like, maintain it. And I don't fully understand it. And I think it is like an unfair kind of bullshit, kind of arbitrary thing that is like holding power over the populace of the world is like, do you have a good credit score or not? Right? It's a weird arbitrary number decided by weird arbitrary companies.
It's a lot of different factors, but I know that when I was like 32, I had never had a credit card just because I'd seen my parents go through like some bankruptcy shit. My ex went through some shit. So like, I was like, I don't need a credit card. Keep me away from them. And like having no credit right. was worse than having bad credit because they want at least some sort of history. So when I was 33, I like started all like basically financial scratch from like, yeah. You know, nothing. So I'm glad that I had a gay looking out for another gay with like Daddy Don, you know, and like he just like he supports the drag queens and like the sex workers and the porn whores and everybody who's like kind of in the community. And he's like shoring up our futures for us kind of. And I've introduced a lot of girls to him and I'm glad that like he's helped them out and like been like, girls, put a rubber band around your tips, put them under the bed. Because, like, you know, mattress money has saved me during COVID.
Yeah.
Evan says, Dear Willem, Alaska, Big Dipper, and any and all esteemed associate guests present. Sexual questions usually get chosen, and I would love some advice on a predicament I am in. In the past, I've hooked up with this one guy and participated in oral sex on his turgid member. The next day, I removed him from Snapchat because it reaffirmed I do not like hookup culture and removed him because I felt gross. Over the next day, I developed a sore throat and thought nothing of it until it spiraled out of control and I could not talk or swallow without extreme pain. I got tested and it wasn't an STI, it wasn't mono, it wasn't strep, it was just a bad undiagnosed throat infection. Now the thing is, my body does not handle strep and strep-like things well, so instead of a normal 10 days with the illness, I couldn't kick it for 6 weeks. This has happened before and I don't get it either. Anyways, so the guy in question, whose ding-dong gave me an extremely horrible throat infection, works at the gym at my school and I fear running into him when I go to work out and it discourages me from going. I asked my roommate if the man in question is working whenever I plan on going because he works at the gym too, but I feel bad asking all the time. Basically, I'm asking, what should I do? The guy doesn't know he gave me weeks of disease and he has a boyfriend now, but I can't help but get nervous and anxious at the thought of seeing him again. Should I just keep planning working out around not seeing him, or is that not that deep? Attached below is not a picture of my turgid member, as I fear I've already exposed enough of myself in this email, but rather a picture of me senior year Halloween, where I dressed up as Alaska's pants runway. Willem, I would recreate one of your drag race looks, the blue boat look, because, well, your boat is pretty, but I do not have the means nor the confidence to pull off that look. All the best, dolls, and I thank you for taking the time to indulge in the weird story of some random twink from New Jersey. Sincerely, Evan.
First of all, I love this picture. You
wonder if she got a flag in her wig.
Those pants are wild. I hope you borrowed that white t-shirt from Roxy Andrews.
And maybe those blue glasses from Naomi, because she has those.
Mm-hmm. I love the pants. The jeans with white stars and red fringe. You can't forget the red fringe. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say to our young friend, Evan Willem?
Well, as someone who had a throat issue when I was 13 and my mom had to find out I had gonorrhea in my throat, like that was kind of like just affirming like a couple things. So like, but I couldn't tell her who gave it to me. Honestly, you can't pinpoint that the reason that you definitely have this is this kid, unless you know. True. There's no way to. So like, there's a lot of factors that could have played into it. You could have touched something dirty, had it on your hand while you were sucking his dick on the ground, and then it could have gotten in your mouth. Like, there's so many things. There's so many reasons not to touch the floor when you suck dick also. Like, balance yourself and use your core if he's on a couch, you know, and you're on the floor. But also, if you want to play in the big leagues, you're going to get dirty a little bit. And casting blame is not going to help anybody. If you can't even affirm it was an STD that he definitely gave you, this is something that like you can like hit and tell him and then leave it alone and grow up, or just sit on it and simmer even more. One of these is something I would do. The other is not. But I would sit on a lot of things, honestly. So I don't know if you should listen to me. What would you do? Have you had STDs?
Yeah, I mean, I've had them all. I mean, my punch card is full. I've dabbled in them all. And I don't like them. But I also, you have to understand that attaching sort of all of this like shame to it is worse than the actual infection that you typically you get a shot or you take a pill for it. If you're out there and you're hooking up with people, sometimes something's going to get passed to somebody, and chances are it wasn't done intentionally to you. It was done because he didn't know, and he passed it on to you by mistake. Now, is that something that you have to, like, vilify him for, and you have to bend over backwards, you and your friends, trying to avoid this person?
That's how I got it, bending over backwards.
It's also the shame around hooking up as well is really preventing you from, like, just living your own ass life. So, like, you need to let go of that. You're going to run into people you've hooked up with out in the world. You're going to run into people you've dated. And it's going to happen. And you have to be able to function when that does happen. So I think you need to release yourself from the shame. I mean, you immediately went home and deleted the guy from Snapchat because you felt bad about
hookup culture being
the interaction. Right. There's a lot of people who do hook up out there, and you're assigning shame to that is offensive to all of them as well. So, like, think about that. This isn't just about you. And also the shame and anxiety that perhaps you're inflicting from this interaction could be something that triggers something that, you know, could be triggering your throat infection.
There was a plot line about this on Generation, this new HBO show, which is sickening. My friend Gage worked on the makeup for it. But one of the girls is, like, kissing another girl. And then all of a sudden she's like, no, don't. I'm not like you. Like, I don't just hook up. And I was like, wow. She just kind of, like, shamed the other girl just by saying what she did do. But, like, you know, like, it's not nothing wrong with that, I think. Like, and honestly, Evan, like, fuck off with your fringe jeans. Like, I'm the city dump, but I got 10 nails on. Like, don't cast judgment on people who hook up. And thank you for listening to Hot Goss also, Evan.
Thank you. So I'm just saying, Evan's very young, and I've been in your position as
you've
well.
You've literally worn those. You've been in his pants.
I have. So I just think that you should loosen up around your perceptions around things.
Loosen
that,
your perceptions, Evan.
If it's not something you like doing, then good, then you've learned, and, like, don't do it. But don't like do it and then be like, well, you're a fucking nasty pig because you do that. You participated in it as well. So, like, release yourself of shame, because shame is really toxic and bad. And I usually get throat infections a couple times a year, like when I was traveling a lot.
I've been to your shows.
And it's shouting not pleasant. Songbird. It's not pleasant, but, like, you know, sometimes it happens. But thank you for listening to Hot Goss.
Please send us your questions via email to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
And as always, we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem.
And we will continue to release some of our Patreon content from 2019 for free now on YouTube. We just released the Hawaii Cake Challenge.
I don't want to talk about it. Moving on.
Make sure you subscribe on our YouTubes to both my channel and Alaska's, and hit that bell icon, and you'll get notified when old new videos and the new videos come up. The new news.
Right. Follow us on Instagram @Willem, @TheOnlyAlaska5000, @RaceChaserPod, @MomPodcasts.
Hey, and while you're on that RaceChaserPod Instagram, there's a lot of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to the AAPIP.org and their resource directory to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Get the vax, wear a mask, wash your hands, stay safe and healthy out
there. All good points. And we will be back next week with more piping, steaming, scalding,
boiling
hot goss.
Huh? Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.